that it was to study Torah together with the town's community of scholars, some of whom Rabbi Eliezer knew quite well and respected greatly. But the invitation made it look more like it was a party, and the man who had sent the invitation, Reb Chaim, was not one of those scholars. Rabbi Eliezer didn't know him well, but did know that he was very wealthy. No matter. An invitation to lead Torah study was always a good thing, no? The morning hadn't started off well, though. Unfortunately, on the day that he was supposed to travel, his horse had gotten sick. He hadn't thought that would be a problem. He still had his cart, and maybe he could borrow a horse from his neighbor, Reb Yoel, who had two horses. But Reb Yoel...